When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I am unwilling to give up, that I will start over from scratch as many times as it takes to get where I want to be.
You just want to make sure you will get knocked down, but just make sure you don't get knocked out.
So your only choice should be go focus on what you can control.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Kara Golden Show. Join me each week for inspiring conversations with some of the world's greatest leaders. We'll talk with founders, entrepreneurs, CEOs, and really some of the most interesting people of our time. Can't wait to get started. Let's go. Hi, everyone. It's Kara Golden from The Kara Golden Show, and I am so thrilled to have my next guest here. We have Fiona Cochan, who is the co-founder and CEO of an incredible company called Youthphoria. And if you are not familiar with Youthphoria, you are going to be so excited. Well, regardless, if you are familiar, you're going to be excited to hear all about everything that she's doing, including her journey on her way to actually get to starting this company. But this is not just another beauty brand. It's a game changer in the world of cosmetics, focusing on fun and sustainability and products you can actually sleep in. So if I've got your interest now, definitely, you heard that right, sleep in. So this is such an inspiring story. It's formulations that are not only skin loving, but also environmentally conscious too. And her commitment to positive impact makes Fiona a standout leader in the entrepreneurial world. So without further ado, let's welcome Fiona.
Man, thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, totally. So super excited to have you on the show. So before we jump into Youthphoria, can you share a bit about what you were doing before starting your terrific company?
Yeah, before entrepreneurship and before Youthphoria, I used to work at tech startups, and I used to basically sell extremely complex software to data centers. It couldn't be anything more different than what I'm doing now with Youthphoria. And I remember my job basically had me traveling all around the world, really just selling software. And I would go to some of these really, really polluted cities around the world where data centers were. And that kind of started my idea for Youthphoria, because I would get on these long 14-hour plane rides. I would always sleep in my makeup. And then I'd also be exposed to like a level of pollution that I had never experienced before. And I realized my skin and my makeup just wouldn't work in those environments.
That's crazy. So this actually came from an experience that you were having in a totally different industry.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, I remember just, number one, always falling asleep in my makeup, even before Youthphoria. I think like college days, I was always just so guilty of studying or partying and, you know, waking up the next day, a full face of makeup on, and then having like really bad breakouts. But in my working career, or at least early in my working career, I'd always also fall asleep in my makeup. But certain cities in certain, you know, very polluted cities would just make my makeup not work for me.
That's wild. So how would you describe Youthphoria then and its mission and ethos within the beauty industry? There's a lot of beauty cosmetics. I know as an entrepreneur myself that jumping into a very crowded industry, you have to really have a reason to do something as big as you're doing. You must have seen this huge need in the industry that maybe as a typical consumer, you're not really aware of.
Yeah, I think in simplest terms, we create makeup you can sleep in. I remember growing up, it was always like the number one rule, never fall asleep in your makeup. And it never made sense to me because, you know, we're awake for more hours than we are asleep. Why do we feel like we can, you know, put makeup on while we're awake, but we feel so uncomfortable about sleeping in it? What is it about the makeup products itself that, you know, makes us feel so uncomfortable to sleep in these products? And when I was doing my research, when I started really researching for, you know, our formulations and our product, I kind of realized that the beauty industry, at least as it kind of pertains to skincare and makeup, it's really split into two very separate lanes. You get your skincare benefits from you know, your skincare products, your moisturizers, your serums, and then you have your makeup, which, you know, it's pretty colors on your face. But a lot of these ingredients, they might not necessarily be that great for your skin, but they last really long. So one thing I really wanted to do was, how do we combine the two so that every product that we have these great skincare benefits. And a lot of these skincare ingredients we add, we also think about it. How does this improve how the makeup wears on my skin? But then at the same time, if I'm wearing makeup, I want it to last. I want the color to look great. I want it to have coverage. I want to feel, you know, beautiful, confident wearing it. How do we combine these two? And I kind of realized there was a huge gap in the market for these types of products, just because a lot of times what I see is, you know, something that's really, really, I want to say, like, almost on the skincare scale, or something that's really, really, like, super makeup on the makeup scale. And these formulations don't necessarily, like, always play nicely with each other.
So what was your first product that you launched with?
When we first launched, we launched with our BYO blush. So this is a green color-changing blush. It's what we went viral with. And I remember at the time, there was nothing like it. And so when I launched the business, I didn't realize how, if you do something that's like no one has really done before, there's really no demand for it. And it was like one of the, I don't know, the first lessons in marketing that I learned.
How often have you thought about learning a new language only to be stopped by that memory of yours from the last time you tried to learn a language when it didn't go so well? Okay, maybe it wasn't a language that you were interested in learning, or perhaps all those poorly written textbooks in your sixth grade class weren't that well written after all. I have a great tip for you. It's called Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program around, available on desktop or app. No matter where you choose to learn it or what platform you choose to learn on, Rosetta Stone works, and it truly immerses you in the language you choose to learn, quicker and easier than you ever imagined to. Maybe you're getting ready to travel abroad this summer and you want to learn a bit of Portuguese, let's say, before your trip. Rosetta Stone can help. I know this firsthand, as I did just this before traveling to Portugal last year. I learned Portuguese through Rosetta Stone, and by doing so, I not only got a better grasp of the spoken language of Portugal, but it got me very excited for the trip itself before I went. They even have a true accent feature that gives you feedback on your pronunciation as you are learning too. They've got you covered. Rosetta Stone's trusted experts are the real deal. They've been helping people just like you for over 30 years, helping millions of people to learn Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, Polish, and my favorite, Portuguese. The lessons are 5 to 10 minutes long and include practical exercises so that you can pick up the language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. No English translations either, so you really learn to speak, listen, and think in the language you are focused on, helping you get the long-term retention you are looking for. And who wouldn't want that? Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, the Kara Golden Show listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off, unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today today. Thinking about what's for dinner, but you haven't had a minute to even think about it before now? Well, let's not make that mistake again. I have a tip for you. Factor. Stress-free, delicious, ready-to-eat meals, just perfect for spring and summer yumminess. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes or less. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options: keto, vegan, veggie, or calorie smart. Factor has you covered. Discover more than 60 add-ons every week, too, like breakfast and on-the-go lunch choices. Snacks and beverages now, too. Stay fueled and feel good all day long with whatever they are creating over at Factor for you. And the best part? Each meal is ready to eat in just 2 minutes or less. And who wouldn't want that? Factor is your solution for fast, premium meals without the need for cooking. Get started today and fuel up for your spring and summer goals.
What are you waiting for? Head to factormeals.com/golden50 and use code golden50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code golden50 at factormeals.com/golden50 to get 50% off plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. That's code golden50 at factormeals.com/golden50 to get 50% off plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
So that's your blush oil. They went viral on TikTok. So can you share more about how this product works and exactly what it is for those who aren't familiar with it?
Yeah, so it is a green and color-changing blush oil. So it reacts to your skin's pH. So everyone will get a slightly different color. So when it comes into contact with your skin, it goes from a clear to a pink, kind of like a pinkish blush color. And it's a really fun product because you can wear it on top of foundation. You can wear it on, you know, bare skin. But everyone gets a slightly different color, but it's always your perfect shade of blush.
That's so wild. So you took it on TikTok. You had no idea what was going to happen when you got it on there, right? And all of a sudden, what was the reaction to it?
I remember one of our first videos that I posted was, this is a color-changing blush oil versus a powder blush, just something that people were really familiar with because our products look so different from what you might expect to see from a blush. And a lot of people were just like, what is that? Is that, does that actually work? Is this a gimmick? I want to try it. So it was kind of like a lot of curiosity. And then one thing that was really fun to see was other people just buying it and trying it and seeing their reactions for the first time where they're like, oh my God, it's actually changing colors. Oh my God, this is actually a really beautiful shade of blush.
That's so wild. So where does the name Youthphoria come from?
So it refers to those happy moments in your adult life where you're reminded of your favorite childhood memories. So for me, like these memories are like the first time going to Disneyland or like having a meal with my grandparents. I find that when I'm really happy, you know, even in my adult life now, like I always think back to, you know, one of my childhood core memories. And it's something where I wanted our brand to kind of inspire that feeling. So a lot of our packaging, it's super fun. I always like to add kind of like a surprise and delight element to how you interact with our brand. So whether it's like a texture or like how our packaging is like super magnetic and everything stacks together, I always try to incorporate like an extra touch to our products.
So do you remember the moment when you decided, okay, it's time to start Youthphoria? You had not been in this industry. I mean, it's a very brave thing to do. And I think you started the company during the pandemic as well. So a lot of people would also say that that was incredibly brave. What was kind of the moment when you said, you know what, I need to just go do this? And you had probably a lot of fear somewhere in there, like, what if this thing isn't going to work? But I might as well just go for it. But do you remember that moment? Can you kind of share that day?
Yeah, it was the first week of the pandemic. I was actually stuck in Asia, and I actually was stuck in Asia for most of 2020 and a part of 2021. And I remember because I was on the other side of the world, nobody knew what I was doing. And I felt safe enough to start a business. Like really, I didn't tell any of my friends, barely told my parents. And I remember thinking, you know what, I've always wanted to start a makeup company. I remember being in college and for some reason wanting to go to makeup school. And I didn't know why. And I didn't know what was pulling me into that direction. I didn't end up going until much, much later when I actually started the business. But I remember just feeling like I'm on the other side of the world. I might as well just start this and, you know, kind of see how the pandemic will play out. And, you know, here we are a couple of years later.
That's so wild. How did you figure out exactly how to formulate the products? I mean, you talked about the blush, but you didn't have experience in this industry. How did you figure this out?
I remember in the early days, it was just trying to Google. I had no contacts in the industry. So it was a lot of Googling and then asking people who were in the industry, do you know anyone? And I remember it was just a lot of trial and error. Some of the manufacturers that we worked with in the beginning, we ended up not, you know, kind of losing the deposit on that relationship, making a lot of mistakes. And it took a while for us to kind of find our footing.
How long do you think it took? And like where you said, okay, we're actually on to something. We can actually get a product out there. Maybe you started to tell a few people that I'm actually launching this company.
I remember for our blush specifically, because it was something that was so out there. It was just me and my husband in our apartment, and we just looked at each other and we were like, I think this might be a hit. Because, and my husband will say, you just have this way about you. When you like touch something, you see something, you glow, and when you really believe in the product. But we still didn't tell anyone until basically we moved back to the US to launch the business. And when I launched, that was really when I told a ton of people. Like, yeah, we had a few people try, but like I would say, like amongst like my closest friends and family, nobody knew until I actually launched the business.
So you launched with the blush oil, and then how soon was it before you launched your second product or a few other products?
Yeah, I think after the blush, we launched our primer. So maybe that was like 9 months afterwards. So our primer was also like a great product, something that I was working on before the company launched, but we were just kind of trying to find our footing. I think especially that first year, like we really had no idea how to really do a lot of things, if we would survive long enough to launch a second product. But we launched our second product probably like 9 months after we launched the company.
And your primer is terrific. It's super, super great. I love it a ton. I know that sustainability is such a core principle for Youthforia. Can you share more about incorporating some of those practices into your product development and business operations as well?
Yeah, one of the really great things about starting a company and being so involved in product development is I get a huge say in how we pick ingredients and source ingredients. And one thing I was finding when I was starting my research was, at the time, a lot of cosmetics and a lot of beauty and just makeup in general was made from fossil fuels. And I had a lot of experience being in these like super polluted cities, and it had such a big impact on how I was feeling, how I was living. And I remember thinking, like, I'm, you know, in these cities, I can't really control my water, I can't control my air, can't really control my food source, but I can control what I put in my face. So if I ever start a product or start a brand in this line, I want to be able to source really great ingredients. So something we do differently is we certify our products with the USDA bio-based program, which basically means if we're choosing ingredients, if it's coming from like a fossil fuel based source, a plant based source, or an animal based source, we will always choose a plant based source. So sometimes like synthetic ingredients it can kind of come from either of those three options, and I always choose a plant based source.
Definitely. So how many products do you have now in your whole line?
So we have six product families. Some products, like there's different colors and shades in the family. Like we recently just launched a foundation, so of course that has, you know, several shades in that mm-hmm. in that family line.
So you were on Shark Tank. Can you share a little bit about that experience?
Yeah, so we were on Shark Tank. I guess our first episode aired a year ago, and it was one of these. I describe it as like it's a really fun way to do a very serious business meeting, because mm-hmm. you are really going out there, you are pitching your business. It's kind of like an investor meeting, except for it's a lot more fun. You know, you get dressed up, you have a whole set behind you, and of course you're, you know, filming a TV episode. But it's I remember just going in there and thinking, like, I can't believe I'm so used to making TikToks and putting my blush on, you know, on myself, but now I get to do this in front of these sharks, and like, what a cool experience it was. And then we ended up getting an investment from Mark Cuban. So it was also like a great experience for us overall.
That's amazing. That's so great. So is he a good guy? I've heard great things about him.
He really is. Yeah. He's so kind, and he's so generous with his time, and like, of course, gives like amazing like business advice. So super happy.
That's amazing. So currently you're selling, obviously, through your website, but also what stores are you guys available in? Are you beyond the U.S.? Are you selling? And I know you're traveling around a ton right now, but what other markets are you really focused on at this point?
So we're really focused on the U.S. So we sell on our website, we sell on Amazon, we sell at Ulta, we sell at Credo Beauty. And then Revolve is also one of our retailers that has like really great international shipping options.
That's terrific. So one of the most intriguing aspects of Youthforia is the concept of makeup you can sleep in. I know that there's a lot of discussion around makeup and actually not just makeup, but skincare products that make people break out when they don't typically break out. What are some of the things that people really have to be worried about when they're looking at ingredients and products?
I think it is so important to patch test products before you really put it on a face. So everybody's skin and, you know, what they're sensitive to is going to be a little bit different. Of course, there are ingredients that are known irritants and, you know, we definitely try to avoid that, but it's hard to tell with, you know, people's different allergies, sensitivities, and how their skin will react. One thing I really like to do is patch testing. So basically, whenever you have like a new product and you're really wanting to introduce it to your routine, I like to put it on the inner, kind of like your inner elbow to see if you're going to get if your skin is going to elicit a reaction. After that, then I might do like my, kind of like the back, like where my chin and my ear kind of meets. Somewhere that's like on the face, but not my entire face, just to see how my skin's going to react to it before I put it on my full face. And I'll do that every time I introduce like a new skincare product or makeup product.
Were there any types of preservatives, for example, that you decided I do not want these in my products that like do not, when you're working with formulators? I know for us, when I started my company, Hint Water, we didn't use any preservatives in our product. And I drove our bottlers crazy, as you know, they were trying to add different preservatives to products. And I'm like, no, like this cannot be in here. Were there things that were just absolutely not, that could not touch your products and your brand?
Oh yeah, there was a long list, and I relate to that because a lot of them were on the preservatives. I think with preservatives, you know, they're great at killing bacteria, but sometimes I find that they can be overly harsh, especially in the skincare products. It might kill your own skin's bacteria, and sometimes you might feel like it's making my skin really sensitive. So there are newer technologies, newer preservative systems that are plant-based versus fossil fuel-based that are a lot less, that still work super effective, but gentler on skin. So we prefer those systems.
So as a co-founder and CEO, you've likely worn so many hats. Can you share some key lessons that you've learned, maybe about building a team, working in this competitive industry, about your own leadership? You hadn't started a company on your own before, and now you're doing it. I mean, what have you learned along the way that maybe has been surprising or hard for you?
Yeah, I think the biggest surprise and biggest lesson is kind of like how my role evolves. So in the beginning, you do like everything. I don't know if you relate to this, but I wore every single hat. There was no one else to wear a hat, basically. And so I've touched pretty much everything. And as I started growing a team, I was just trying to figure out what do I hire out for? What do I keep? How does my role evolve? So that's been a big learning for me.
So innovation is so crucial and critical for scaling, especially in the beauty industry. How do you stay ahead of trends, but also not feel like, oh, we need to go there next? You must be, you're constantly, I'm sure, just looking at other companies and other products and saying, oh, wow, that's really cool. But how do you stay focused and make sure that you're continuing to have the process that really works for Youthphoria?
Yeah, for me, I mean, I have like definitely like a wish list, bucket list of products that I want to create. And it's still like the same list I've been working on since I had the idea for the company. And every time I approach a product category, because in makeup, there's so many different product categories, I'm always thinking about like, what's a category that hasn't been super innovated on? What else can I innovate on about it? And if there are, let's say, like six attributes about a product that I'm launching, like for example, like our foundation that we just launched, can I innovate on all six things? I want to do something that's really differentiated. I think a lot of times in the beauty industry, you'll just see a lot of the same products over and over again with the same kind of ingredients, same textures, same components, and it's just a different logo. That's a little bit less interesting for me as a founder, as a kind of a product developer. If I'm creating something, I really want it to be super differentiated, like a very different experience. So it's a pretty tough bar to pass for us in terms of what we actually go launch and market with. And then a lot of times I'm just trying to create like the world's first XYZ. Like we did really well with the world's first color changing blush oil. And that's a really fun feeling where, you know, I think back and I'm like, I can't believe we made a green blush, you know, become one of the top selling blushes at our retailers. Like it's a really insane thing to think about. But like being able to do that repeatedly is something that's kind of cool and definitely something that I look to achieve as we're launching additional product lines.
Yeah, it's you set the bar high for yourself, right? And but it's hard because you want every product after that one to be just as good, if not better. I totally get it. We've done that with flavors over the years. And has there been any surprises along the way where you thought something was going to be massive and it was either good or was a total bomb? I've heard that from so many different people, especially in the beauty industry. We've had some really interesting conversations with founders. Are there any great stories to share where you thought like, oh, this is going to be massive and it just wasn't, or you didn't think it was going to be that hot and then it definitely was much hotter than you thought? I guess the blush to some extent, but we've also had situations. Well, I'll tell you one for Hint as an example. We launched a hibiscus flavor years ago. And it was, I had grown up with hibiscus sun tea. I grew up in Arizona where a very, you know, Hispanic culture where hibiscus flowers, people sort of understand what it could taste like. And when we launched it, it was fascinating to me because it sold in the West, but it didn't really sell in the East. Nobody got it. Nobody could visualize what hibiscus was. I would imagine hibiscus would have, or it would be sort of the same maybe for Asian culture. They wouldn't really understand what that would taste like. So not as many people would grab it because they wouldn't get it. But in California and Arizona and Texas, people understood what hibiscus was. So it was really surprising to me. And we ultimately, put it on hold. We brought it back for seasonal items and special items, and we had it online. But I was really surprised that more people didn't know what it was.
Yeah, I think for us, I think the surprises were, you know, our blush did a lot better than I thought it would. There was a little bit of a gut feeling to like, this is like a huge bet. It's really different. But I think it was just something that was right for its time. And I remember at the same time when we launched our blush, we also launched a lip gloss. That didn't do as well. And comparatively speaking, you know, if you were to use all logic, the gloss would make more sense. It's like a safer product to trial, especially for a new brand. So I remember like when we launched, seeing the difference in how blush got picked up instantly. Our gloss didn't really. I mean, it's a great product. It's still like, I still love it, but the vast difference in you know what, you know, number one, what we're known for, what people love us for, that was really surprising because if I listen to all experts, they would just say like launch all glosses and that's the way you launch a beauty brand and you know the super safe product to launch. But it didn't really work out for us that way.
So interesting. So how have you built like a community around the brand? So I would think you initially started on TikTok. I mean, that was kind of where people started to hear about what Euphoria was. But how did you launch beyond that and kind of get the word out about what you were doing?
It's still really social media driven. So TikTok was definitely one of our first channels. Instagram still really strong for us. Initially, I mean, I was not a content creator. I was not an influencer. I just remembered thinking, oh my God, I'm sitting on so much inventory. I have to talk about why I love this product and why I created it. And then it became something where I realized I actually really like content creation. It's actually a really nice creative process for me. And one thing I started doing was just kind of bringing people along the journey of what it's like to build the brand. It's not like I have a great content plan and I'm like super planned out in terms of like what we post. It's really driven by what I feel like talking about that day. And one thing that really surprised me is like people do like following that journey.
Totally. And especially on TikTok. But I think they're on Instagram and to some extent even LinkedIn. I mean, I think that there's definitely a business community that would probably react to that as well. So something you would warn someone who is maybe a few steps behind you, who is just starting their first company in any industry. I mean,
What do you think you know now that you didn't know then about being a founder?
I think being a founder, you know your business better than anyone else. And I think especially like a couple steps back, it's so, I don't know, I feel like there's just so many days of like imposter syndrome, not really knowing what to do, the fear of like creeping in. And sometimes I just took advice from other people. But, you know, their advice probably was relevant for their company and their situation, might have not been so relevant for me and my situation. I would, you know, advise people to like just always trust your gut, because no one's going to know your business as intimately as you.
Yeah, that's so, so true. And I think it also takes a lot longer, right, than you ever thought it was going to take. But can you imagine going back into tech, going back into doing what you were doing before, knowing what you know today?
No, I don't think I don't think I could sell software.
Yeah. I think that the idea of touching a product, a physical product, I was in tech before starting Hint. And I think the idea of having a physical product and actually watching it go off the line and being able to make people, you know, really fall in love with your brand, which I'm sure you've heard from so many consumers. Are there any consumer love letters, I call them, that you've heard from consumers when they've gotten a hold of your product that really kind of keeps you going on those really hard days that you want to share?
Yeah, my favorite is every time we launch a new product and we actually get real feedback from customers trying it over an extended period of time. I get messages now for like, let's say our primer and our foundation, especially, that's like, I don't know how, but this product has cleared up my skin. And I think about that so much because growing up, I had the worst acne. I, you know, went on Accutane like twice. Makeup was really a source of just bad breakouts for me. And to create like a makeup product that actually is helping people clear their skin, clear their acne, that's something I wish I had when I was, you know, super insecure and 16 and kind of growing up, not really knowing my way. It makes me feel like I am almost like giving, I don't know, my inner child something that she didn't have. And so every time someone's like, you know, I feel so confident wearing your products, or it really changed my skin, I love those letters.
So Fiona Cochan, co-founder and CEO of Youthforia, thank you so much for sharing all of your wisdom and also just about the product Youthforia. Everyone needs to try it. We'll have all the info in the show notes, but really appreciate you coming on.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks again for listening to The Kara Golden Show. If you would, please give us a review and feel free to share this podcast with others who would benefit. And of course, feel free to subscribe so you don't miss a single episode of our podcast. Just a reminder that I can be found on all platforms at Kara Golden. I would love to hear from you too, so feel free to DM me. And if you want to hear more about my journey, I hope you will have a listen or pick up a copy of my Wall Street Journal best-selling book, Undaunted, where I share more about my journey, including founding and building Hint. We are here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Thanks for listening, and goodbye for now.